Okay, welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Counsel Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, B. Grandpa Bill. We're here for maybe 15 minutes, and a little inside joke, once, twice, three times a lady. Going to talk about my first May guest in studio as it becomes Tuesday of next week. Going to be welcoming two guests that day. One of which, going to segue right into this, is my guest, as I met her in the pod match arena, myself as host, extending out to herself as a guest. Obviously, she graciously accepted. And here's verbatim from the pod match arena as it's written up about June. About June. I am June K. Collins. Feel like I will forever be a student. As I love to learn, I have a bachelor degree in criminal justice and a master degree in forensic psychology. In 2012, my life was turned upside down when my 2.5-year-old son, Caleb, spelt with a K, passed away. As I hit rock bottom and began to rebuild and find my purpose in life, I became intrigued by the mind, began studying, and became a master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavioral therapy, and acceptance and commitment therapy. Through my studies, I founded Life After Child. Life After Child helps women rebuild and find purpose in their life after child loss. For my worst time, I found my purpose, which is teaching other women to rebuild and find purpose in life. I believe as women, we get lost in our marriage, being a mom, and our career. We forget or even put our purpose aside to satisfy everyone but who we are truly meant to be, who we are truly meant to be. To thrive, we as women, we have to live a life where our purpose is in line with the life we are living. In short, you can't truly be happy in your life without knowing your purpose in it. I can speak about, and I love all the things she can speak about, to include the following within the confines of her taping. They would include child loss, trauma, changing your mindset, changing your career later in life, and starting a business, and many other topics. Ideas for the episode titles, I love all of them. I'm just going to call this one Child Loss in the Process of Healing, per one of her suggestions. I like that. The other titles that we may encompass when she gets here to do so would include mindset and how negative thoughts create a negative life, how to change your career in your 40s and above. If you could go back and tell your pre-child loss self something, what would it be? Family and friends are never your perfect client. I'm going to button up my lip on that one. Continuing questions, June is always ready to answer, encompass. How can women start rebuilding their life after child loss? How can someone find their purpose in life? How can you change your mindset? I like those three for here in the prelude show, just to get us all thinking. Perhaps continuing in the list per her suggestions. I love them all. How do your morals, beliefs, and values play into your everyday life? How do past trauma mold your life? How can you help your other children with loss? How do you handle negative individuals in your life? How to create, quotation fingers, buy-in to your business? How can you change your career later in life? And how do you take a passion and turn it into profit? Once again, all my guests always have an open invite, their schedule, their comfort zone in doing so. As you can see, all of the subjects are so broad in scope and in depth. If everybody's comfortable in doing so, they entail a repeat visit. So we can delve into all of those subjects, maybe to the degree that they are due justice. So, recent Podmatch reviews, I'd like to pass those on with fellow brethren and sister podcasters. We're all in this together. And a couple of the shows that June has been on of recent note, as recent as April 13th, obviously this year, the show entitled Expansion of Consciousness, the show, you know, the Expansion of Consciousness, their rating verbatim of June as a guest. Verbatim, I loved June. She was very clear and authentic with her message. Another Brethren show out there, Empower From Within. March 16th, June was a guest on their show. Their rating of her performance as a guest. Thank you for being such a fabulous guest, June. You have an incredible story, are so knowledgeable about the mind and mindset, and you shared so much value. I cannot wait to release this episode. I know it will positively impact many people. All of these are reasons in and of themselves, of course, why I reached out to June. Most of them encompass personal, professional, both pretty much in life's past. Jacob Molly in life and in business for me, now retired. Thus is what I do with these shows, attempt to do so, is extend the arm of good business where applicable, good life skills, even more important, and getting these folks of all cross-generational, because that's what's so important in my humble opinion. It's not a message just for old people, young people, Gen Z, whatever the rest of them are, and you know my mind is, you know, all you guys and gals. Facebook.com/Women Surviving Child Loss. Monthly Q&A meetings, tips and videos to help with child loss and rebuilding and finding purpose in life. Lots of freebies for rebuilding life when you get there to peruse her website. Links to my program, meaning hers, for more support. Again, she has a presence via her own website, on Facebook and Instagram. Finishing up with her bio as it's stated here in Podmatch for today's Prelude Show. June K. Collins is a master NLP practitioner and coach. In 2012, she lost her son, Caleb, with a K, and found herself hitting rock bottom and not understanding how to rebuild her life without Caleb with a K in it. During this time, she found a passion with the mind and how individuals react to trauma. Through her own experience and education, she now helps other women rebuild and find purposes in their life. Quickly, the subjects and tags that will be encompassing child loss, grief, starting over, growth mindset, grieving parent, professional women, natural linguistic programming, trauma recovery, women empowerment, and women-owned businesses. Quickly, in closing, many of the reasons I reached out to her encompass all of those categories. I have been a big supporter of women in all facets of life, as a mother, as in business. Certainly, having experienced childhood trauma like we all do, can relate to her in that. We've had guests on my show talking about NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, in the past. I fervently believe in that. And I can relate through two siblings, one now deceased herself, who also lost his child many years ago in a very tragic automobile accident, and another surviving sibling that actually lost her son from a premature heart attack in her kitchen. So we all can relate somehow, some way, be it those connections within our family trees, the guy next door, the gal, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, all of these subjects, scenarios, and in the world as it burns, moving forward on its axis, we're all experiencing all of those things. It's so important. Last but not least, I do everything about my young, now 15 and a half year old granddaughter, because, yep, she's very much a woman, and having to forge forward and what the world presents itself moving forward. These women within that speak for women, they're always welcome on my show, forever. Can't wait to talk to Jane. My joke in the opening was once, twice, three times a lady. I did this show yesterday, but y'all know about me. I'm not really sure if I hit this submit button, so June Krahola Collins is either out there twice and or once right now in this Prelude Show. Hopefully you all see the humor in that, and twice is even better if it is. This is a very important message in categories of. Can't wait to talk to June as May 3rd arrives and becomes, and she will indeed be my first in-studio taping. And I have another one the same day, later in that day. So we're off to the races as May becomes, with June, her first name. We'll worry about the month of June when it becomes. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. We'll see you at the shows. Peace, everybody.